It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Sophie Turner from Game of Thrones talked to Dr. Phil about fame and social media causing serious problems for her mental health.
You see 10 great comments and you ignore them, but one negative comment and it just like throws you off. People used to write like, oh, damn, Sansa gained 10 pounds, or Sansa needs to lose 10 pounds, or Sansa got fat. It was just a lot of weight comments. Or I would have like spotty skin because I was a teenager. And that's normal, and I used to get a lot of comments about my skin and how I wasn't a good actress.
It's so easy to get caught up in negative comments, but when you see, like, the most gorgeous person in the world, we all agree, it's like, they're hot, someone's like, yeah, they kind of look fat in that photo. It's like, there's always a troll, there's always somebody hating on something because they hate themselves.
Always going to be someone that doesn't like peaches or whatever they say. Actress Lori Loughlin and her husband pleaded not guilty to fraud and money laundering conspiracy charges this week after they allegedly paid $500,000 to scam their daughters into USC. A source says that Lori thought the bribes were the only way to get Olivia, Jade, and Bella into the college. They claim that they're under the impression that they might be breaking the rules, but not laws. They feel that they were actually manipulated by those involved and are planning that as part of their defense. Prosecutors are planning to ask for 4 to 10 months of time for Felicity Huffman, one of 13 parents who pleaded guilty in that scandal. Alex Rodriguez remembers practicing 3 times before proposing to Jennifer Lopez.
I planned it for about 6 months. It was on a beach in the Bahamas. I had the ring, but what was interesting is I rehearsed 3 days in a row because I wanted the sunset to be perfect. So one time the sunset was at 6:27. The next day it was like 6:29. And then the third day it was raining. So I kind of came out around 6:29 and I said, this is the time where I'm going to do it. And it worked out well.
It definitely worked.
That's genius. I did not practice my proposal, and I thought the proposal to my wife sucked. It was awkward and long.
Really?
I mean, she didn't complain, but Alex, it could went from like 6 or 7 minutes of awkwardness to about 20 seconds.
Oh, I actually want a long proposal. I want it to like last forever and them telling you how amazing I am.
Well, I mean, we only have so much time before the sun sets.
Michelle Obama was promoting her new memoir, Becoming, in London when she struggled to find a metaphor to describe America's fascination with Donald Trump. Eventually, the former First Lady equated America's troubles with that of a teenager who spends the weekend with his or her divorced dad, who makes things fun at first and then gets the youngster sick. The fallout from the video has been immediate. People, especially divorced dads, have taken offense at the idea that divorced dads are somehow less of a parent than divorced moms. Here's a clip of her saying this.
We come from a broken family. We're a little unsettled, and, you know, having good parents, you know, is tough. You know, sometimes you spend weekends with divorced dad, and that feels like it's fun, but then you get sick. That's what America's going through. We're kind of living with divorced dad right now.
I think what she could have said, maybe she's that dad because he's a man. Like, if she's trying to get her point across there, whether people agree with it or not, she could have been like, you know, with the other parent. Because whether it's a man or a woman, whoever has them during the week, usually the weekend parent's the quote-unquote fun parent because that's when they get to spoil them and do things.
Yeah, I think that because she said the sick part, like, that they are fun at first, but then you end up, like, basically messed up afterwards. Like, they're divorced people are saying, like, they're offended because she's implying that people that have gone through divorce, those parents are less responsible. Snoop Dogg has been a partner with Levi's since he first became Snoop Dogg. That's a long time.
Didn't even know that. Okay.
Yeah, and recently, I guess someone said that he's got so many pairs of jeans that when he stays in hotel rooms, he'll leave a pair of his Levi's back for someone else to have. So Snoop Dogg talked about it. He said, so some lucky fan gets to have Snoop Dogg pants and drawers in every state that I go to. They get the whole package. I guess him and other celebrities were wearing Levi's at Coachella over the weekend and they all left them in the
hotel. I can think of like one thing I wish Snoop Dogg would leave behind that I could have besides jeans.
Yeah, is it green?
Yes, it is. And I don't even smoke.
Coming up in less than an hour, Britney Spears. She could be being held against her will.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.
Okay, coming up next here on the Joe and Alex Show in about 7 minutes if you don't go anywhere. I really don't think it's something we should be talking about because it's kind of an awkward spot right now. But it involves my dog, Benny, and a date.
And you and your wife now are kind of in an argument.
Yep, so of course, that's why you guys want me to talk about it on air. More drama, great. Another thing we get to talk about at counseling on Thursday. All right, it's coming up in about 7 minutes here on the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.